Sans la cesse, la referring to a seemingly contradictory halachas of a tes and a dan. On the one hand, we see that if we know
your voice is coming across a bit distorted. I'm not quite sure.
Looking great into the house. We're putting my voice. Ah. Voices. I'll open the window a little bit. How about that? Is there any better?
Actually, Rabbi Jason, could you try turning off your camera and seeing if that helps the bandwidth so that the audio can come on? Because right now you keep your picture keeps freezing and your voice keeps getting chopped off.
I think it's kind of to the left. I think it's kind of this way.
Okay, Rabbi, is any better?
That is better, yes. Thank you.
That is better.
Okay. So we're going to try having a look at me at the same time. I try. Okay, let's see if it goes better. So we were saying that there was contradictory halachas. On the one hand, if you see a chulda taking chametz into your house, we say you have to do the bikkur lachomik. On the other hand, we know that chulda is duy tam nefalim, and if you go, that occurs that I have to go into a geisha house if there are chuldas there. So what's chat? Do they or do they not? So we went with first malach was Reb Zeira wanted to be machadish based on this question. They should know. Chuldas completely devour nefalim, but they don't with bread, they leave over with bread. And then Rabbi said, no, that's not the terrace. That's not the terrace. Could be. Right. Okay. Rabbi said, sorry, I couldn't have Rashi explained. Rabbi said there's no basis to come along to say such a terrace. Right? Hi, Mike. There's no basis to get up from the question in the first place. Right? In a case where you know that comets came in, or in a case where you know a Nephil came in, you wouldn't be able to be makeup. In a case where you don't know a comet or in a case where you don't know if a nephil came in, that's when you can be made. What's the difference? What's the difference if you know or you don't know? Since rather the difference is, ein safek moitzi, misafek moitzi midei vadai, meaning that if you have a vadai, if you have a certain situation, and even if you have a even though majority of time is that chulda is durita, you can't rely on a roiv against a vada. That's where we got to starting yesterday. And then yesterday we saw died. You are allowed to eat in Trumas Maitzes because I'll be roiv. Chaverim take Trumas Maisus. You have a roiv against the vadai. How can you rely on that roiv against the vadai?
Tevel, if you leave Tevel as it is, it stays Tevel. How can you rely on a Roiv against that Vadai? Answers the Gemara. The first test of the Gemara, we're going to see the second test today. The first test of the Gemara was that what? It's a Vadai. Very good, Yossi. It's a Vadai. That Chaver, we can be 100% sure, a Chaver did take Shemot the Mice. Right? He would never have left that Tmua alone, he wouldn't have left the produce alone without having taken Trumais or Maises from it. Very good.
So now, he did the Trumais or Maises before he put it into this grain?
No, it could be afterwards.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
I mean, like, doesn't he move it in? He doesn't mean what? And before he did the Trumais or Maises, he should go to the bathroom. It's like,
but so, right. So Yossi asked a question, I don't know if you heard this. Yossi asked a question, that why can we have, can we assume that he took Shemot the Mice, but maybe he did Miruach, and then he decided he had to go up, and then have time to Shemot the Mice. It's about the Shaks and happen. So before he brings it in, he will go to the bathroom to make sure they'd be able to do it straight away afterwards. Anyone who's got an important meeting will do all these things beforehand to make sure that when he gets to his meeting, he doesn't have to run out to ensure that this produce is properly timed. So, that's what you'll make sure you'll do that. Okay? Right. So now let's see the second hit. That's where we got to yesterday. Eva is Amen. We're now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines up from the bottom. Seven last line. Ibois Ema. Alternative answer. Yeah? Sophic misophico. It's not about a tevel here. It's a sophic tevel. And since it's a sophic zold, the sophic. So even if it's sophic, it's sophic. Why is it a sophic? It's definitely tevel. Why should it be a sophic? Dilma, meikema, we could say the light's really, it was never tevel. Who says the drawer in your house that's tevel? Not every drawer in your house is definitely tevel. Why? If it comes through your front door, it is. Yeah, it could be shy. Tom, Evishaya said, Marim Odom Al Tvosoi. A person can be Marim. Marim comes from the word really to swindle, but to be trickery, to weasel out, so to do some shtick, yeah, to weasel out of the chiyuv. Marim Odom Al Tvosoi, Umachnisa Ben Loitshelo, and he will bring it in its shaft, kedei shezehei behemtoi oicheles, and that way it hasn't yet been chayev v'trumas amaitis, and your animals allowed to eat it, or v'turam in amaita, and it's part of amaita, and tevel. Something which is definitely tevel, you can't feed your animals.
He's going to take the shortcut. That is
the question on the Gemara here. We go from one extreme to the other extreme. The question on the Gemara. Very good. Bell. So one second. Let's just speak out what the Gemara is saying. So a person will be marrying in order to avoid having to have a chiyuv tevel. And that way, he'll be able to feed it to his animals, not being over an Issa, instead of bringing it through the front door and becoming a chiyuv, he'll go in a roundabout way and bring it with its chaff. We're going to see in Rashi, it's a little bit more than that. And that way, there's no chiyuv tevel yet. A person can't eat it, midrabbonon, but minatoyo you can, and even midrabbonon you can feed it to your animals, And therefore, that's why you'll want to do it. So when you come into the storehouse, that room full of tavua, you find full of tavua, is that Vade Teva? Is it definitely Teva Melatoya? No. No, it's not definitely Teva Melatoya. Maybe he did the shtick. So since it's not definitely Teva Melatoya, you can rely on the fact that Roiv Chaverin came, and that they, that Chaverin, Roiv of them take from Chmaisis, and therefore you can rely and eat the truma, eat the teva. Right? Even a person can eat the teva. Why? Because since it's not Vadai Teva Melatoya, you can be Mako LP Roiv. Yeah. Okay. You ask these questions.
There must be some reason why the Gemara didn't like the first answer. I mean, the first answer seems like a, you know, even though we were fighting it for a bit, we said, but in the end, you know, the cover is, you know, we have to, it was a very good answer. And now come with a Krumah answer seems very strange.
Didn't understand it, the Vadai. Right? The Gemara Nahama understood that, right? So now the sign is the Gemara answers no, it's Vadai. Definitely the Havamina didn't hold like that. The Ibai Zim is saying you don't have to retract from your original Havamina. You can keep to your original Havamina, that's only a Roiv. And I'll still have an answer. That's how the Gemara works often. If you have a Muskel Rishon and there's no real reason to change, yeah, also what's your
person out of this, that
they're accepting this, or the people
were saying, even though it's not,
yeah,
the right thing.
It's
Mitzukama,
yeah.
Okay, number two, Russ says, I thought these were requirements. They made the house, he bought it into the house, and he had the intention of using this produce to feed the animals in the requirements. As opposed to, and now he has to use the same word puzzle. Why do you have to say the order for him to eat the animal and his puzzle?
Okay, I'm just saying, I'll say everybody else's questions so those on Zoom can hear. The Gemara says that a person, Mariam Adam Altru Osoi, Machmita the Moishelo, Kedei Shetehe Behemta Echelet. What do those words mean? Kedei Shetehe Behemta Echelet. The explanation of these words is, why should the person do it? We're trying to work out what's going through the mind of a person. Why should he do this trick? I mean, the Abonon, you anyway can't eat. Even if in a prayer it's not Tevel, when the Abonon Chazal asked you to eat from it. So why would a person do it? So it says the person will do it, Kedei Shetehe Behemta Echelet. So his animal will be able to eat. It's not required, it doesn't need that kavana. It's just, that's why a person will do it. A person will do it so they'll be able to give it to his animals without having to take
Shrimas Maitre. If you have the intention to eat it, it's not going to work.
If he has the intention to eat it,
intention to do it,
he wouldn't have done it for himself because it doesn't help. Somebody does it for himself, it doesn't help, right? So why are you allowed to eat? So since it's midra, it's a midra bonon for a person to eat, we can rely on the roiv of the chaverim ma'asim he. Right? Rashi, yeah, your point. Yossi asked another good question, which we have to see in Rashi, Rashi, the end of Rashi. Yossi asked a great question. If we stay in the midra, so why are you allowed to eat in the end of the day? We'll get to that. So let's start Rashi now. Okay, so let's say to the Gemara, in Suffolk makes me the Vada, it's true.
Your voice is becoming very distorted again, I'm afraid.
be the topic.
Well, Jacobson, you're frozen and your voice has become distorted again, I'm afraid. We've lost over Jackson now.
I think, well, this is just maybe not using his camera, because it seems every now and then I see the signal, you know, it shows that he only has one bar.
Oh.
If you only have one bar, then often can't do both.
I don't get any notes of the signal on my screen.
Only when one of the people's signal goes down, I get like a little pop-up.
I don't see any bars on my screen. I just put pictures.
Well, I have a picture of the bars, and it shows like just one or two.
Okay, I don't see those bars on mine. I don't know where they're hiding.
I don't know. Mine just pop up randomly when the other person's just bad.
Oh.
Just like if I'm talking to somebody and they're on their phone and their phone's about to run out of battery, I'll sometimes see a battery meter on the other person that they're about to run out.
So Rob is back, but he's muted, so we need him to unmute himself to hear him.
Camera off, volume on.
Okay. Can you hear me, Rabbi?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Top, listen, it's a Sitra Arka. We're going to try to learn Rashi. If
can I suggest maybe you switch off your camera and try, let's try it like that.
Can you hear me? If not, just learn Rashi.
Switch off your camera, please, and then we might be able to hear better.
Can I help you with that?
Everyone got gum. Abba.
Me too, but no more after that.
Not two. Come here.
What?
Get me here.
No, I said you're going to have two.
Hey, Daniel, you might want to mute
never
yourself.
Never thought that I would take more than...
Yeah. Kids.
Yeah.
Are like fussing, and all of a sudden, like, I see a sermon.
Yeah.
And originally, Ema Lloyd Zomel, maybe it was never Teva in the first place. When it sees the front door, that's what the Chiv of Tevel is. So Mela, she wants to say, when was the Gmar Melacha? In order to be Chayv Tevel, you need to have the Gmar Melacha, and then the Re'ias Pnei Avai. So when was the Gmar Melacha? Saying, So here the Gemara Malacha was only after he already came in to the house. It's not a valid teva. It's not a valid teva because the Gemara Malacha only occurred after it already came in the house. So then there's no pnei abayis. Kiddushan, like it says in the verse, Chassidim are you saying him? Are you machnisim perisim? The original. Righteous people used to go mitzvahs, so they would make all of their parents. But after that is the gagos, the kafis. Nowadays, people try and get out of being chai of trumas maizes, so they would take it through the roofs, through the ceilings, through the chateris, through the kalpiza areas, which are not really used for living in. And they would bring it into the house through these ways, through the backyard, say, oh, trumas maizes. So the Gagos into the house, Kedela Poitron, in order to pass them from Trumas and Mice. Hilkach, Lechayel, Alayu Shein Tevel. Therefore, there's no Shein Tevel on it. Umuta Hayyosh Hazeh, Le'oichon Achilas Keb. So Mamela, the one who dies, to his Yerush, is in a Skeba. Minatoya, you're out to eat the Achilas Keb. Why? Because it's not yet Tevel. Now here's Yossi's question. And don't say, you're right, there's no tevel on it, no shein tevel, la achilas arai, and you're allowed to eat it, achilas arai, pas achilas keva, miul isu, but at least achilas keva, there should be an isa, because the halacha is the whole, well, this is already going to be the answer. But we know the halacha is you're not allowed to eat achilas keva even before the mamelach. So the meila were asking, have the halacha, so ein sofik moitzi midei vadai, there's a vadai is achilas keva, so how can this yayush eat the fruit on the assumption that it's not true. There's a vada here, and then a vada is a tevel. Not is a tevel the raisa, but there's a vada is a tevel the jabbanon to eat achilas keva. You only have to give to your animal, for you yourself aren't allowed to eat. Answers the Gemara, answers Rashi, the whole the mitzra achilas keva. Koydim, Chugoyim, Vigma Melocha, the hard of it, so that which is also Achilles Keva, to eat Keva, before Koydim, Kivir, is Goyim, before we have a fixed Goyim, finished the Melocha. Ugma Melocha, that is Midrash Bonon, That's all the Rabbanon. The Gabi Issa the Rabbanon, from Chinon, Acheskes Chover, she is Says Rashi, if it's only Issa the Rabbanon, for Issa the Rabbanon, we are happy to rely on the Sok. And Issa the Rabbanon, we're happy to rely on the Roiv, That's when you're talking about Yisrael Deraisa. He says that you can't rely on a rope to counteract a vada. Then our Gemara, says the Gemara, we're now back to a topic, Minatoya. Because who says the Chavad put it in through the front door in the first place? So Minatoya, there's no Issa to eat the Tvur. What are you going to say? Midrabbanon, there's an Issa to eat it, Achilles Keva. Midrabbanon is still an Issa. Tony Midrabbanon, if you have Chavarian, Ma'asim Hay, that can counteract an Issa Midrabbanon of Issa Teva. And it talks about Midrabbanon, we're happy to rely on a roof. Issa that we're going to rely on it, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vada. Hey, it comes out from Rashi, so the Al Gemara that said if the Chulda took in, he saw he took Chomet in, that you can't rely on the fact that Chulda ate it, has to be talking about when there's a Chash Terayt to him. And it's after the Zman of Bittel, you can't be a Mabatel anymore, so there's a Chash Terayt. Because if it's only Rabbanon, it says it's Rabbanon, you can rely on a Roiv to counteract the Sofik, right, the Vada. You can rely on a Roiv to counteract the Vada. That's what comes out. So to answer Yossi's question, I'm not sure if you can or can't hear what we're saying, but to answer Yossi's question, Yossi has a question. You're taking it in, we say you're allowed to eat it, the son's allowed to eat it, even though there's only a Roiv, and even though there's a Vada Itevel, says, well, no, because then I tell you there's only a Sofik. Says Yossi, but what happened? It's still, it's the Vada Itevel. Rashi says, in Achalami, when it comes to the Rabbanon, we can rely on the Roiv to be pushed. That is the Rabbanon. But when it comes to Yisrael Torah, then in Sofik Moitzi Midei Vada. Even a Roiv can't be Mevatel Vada. One more Rashi. He said, you bring in the Moitz. We do the Gemara Macha in the house. Why would he do it? In order that his behemoth should be able to eat it. Says Rashi, Vafilo, Keva. The animal can eat even Keva. There's no limit to how much they can eat. The whole man, Shame Goyenoi, Shal Tevel Olah. As long as it doesn't have a name of a Goyen, a storehouse of Tevel, a heap of floors of Tevel on it, as long as it doesn't have a shame tevel to it, heinoi also ba'achilis arai, there's no isa achilis arai. There's no isa achilis arai. V'achol achilis behema, lo'i gozo achilis keva. An animal eating doesn't have the gozo. It's not themselves as tail. It says in the Sefer, Maichol Behema, Olachai, Oifoi, give to your animal seat, Minamaitis Ashim Rach, until you've done Murach. I mean, even though the Halacha is you're not allowed to eat, the person's not allowed to eat Achilles Keva, the full Gemara Halacha, he's only allowed to eat Achilles Arai, feeding animals is like Achilles Arai. Abel, Maichol, also, but for a person to eat it, the Heed, the Leitovel, Minatoya, even though it's not Tevel, Minatoya, Miu. However, Philip Toyda Miurach, even before the Gemara Malacha of Miurach, off soy lechel Keva, they forbade you to eat Keva, Bekuli Gemara. Interesting last two words of Rashi, Bekuli Gemara. In all of the Shas, you see, a Chazal forbade one to eat. Achilas Keva, before Gemara Melah. Okay, so that's a sikkum, that's a quick sikkum of the Gemara. The sikkum, huh? Yeah, Yimach is the Gemara Melah. Right, so an animal is going to have to eat from your produce, however much you want to give it, until Gemara Melah. After Gemara Melah, then it's Tevel Vada, you can't give it to any animals. So, as long as it's not Gemara Melah, you can. What's the Gemara Melah? You need two things. You need Re'ez Pnei Abayit, but you need Gemara Melah before that. So you need Re'ez Pnei Abayit and Gemara Melah. That means you have to finish the whole production process before you bring it in. So Mela, the moit, the Gemara yet. Gemara in your house. There's no, no, it's a Tevel Menatu. Midyavona. So Mela, you can give to your animals to eat. And for the person, and for the person in Lachlami can't eat. The only time I'll be eating is if there's a raiv saying that the father was maitis, then he could eat. That's the sikkum of the halachas that come out from the Gemara.
Once is
new what?
Didn't
you
the house? Didn't
you
the
family? Right.
But he didn't
walk
afterwards inside the house.
Would not be chayv in that. Right? And the animal would be allowed to eat it. The mirach we're talking about here is talking about beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Yaakov, can you hear us at all?
The person will have to eat,
maybe not.
The person will have to eat himself, Arai?
A person will have to eat Arai until Gemara Melah. After Gemara Melah. So somebody's got a fruit tree, you can eat Arai in the garden. As soon as you bring in a house, you can't eat Arai anymore. Arai and Solomon share all information about it. Okay, Rabbi Adidas, can you hear us or not?
Intermittently, it's a bit better just recently.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay, listen, I want to tell you something. There's two tastes in here. The two tzeitzis in exactly the same Dibur Matzil, they are to do with Trumas and Maitzis. But the first one is basically a recap of what we learned in Rashi. So it shouldn't be difficult for you to learn. And the second one is also a very interesting one regarding Trumas and Maitzis about who's the cloud is an issue to feed animals, Pevel? Pevel's not Osaban. Tell you that Pevel not from. So what's the problem feeding animals in the first place? Interesting. Second place is discussing that. So,
that's not so clear, isn't it? Only you can't give animals Pevel.
Any of those two days for him to do.
Yeah. But the question, it depends on kind of food of it. If it's animal food, yes, but if it's human food and you brought it in, but you just want to feed it to the animals, then maybe you are chayv to take trumas and maasos from it.
Says you are chayv. I'm asking why. Why should you have to? Why do you have to take trumas and maasos before feeding animals? There's no issa no. There's an issa chlida. You're not going to have to eat. Trumas and maitis. I'm not eating it. My animal's eating it. Why do I have to take trumas and maitis in the first place?
And if it's human food, the food that normally humans eat, then it's chalal that you have to take trumas and maitis. Maybe an amoeba drabonin or something, but there is chalal. It depends what kind of food it is.
We're not arguing. Yeah. Asking, you're right, you have to take trumas and maitis. That we see in our Gemara. The question is, why do you have to take trumas and maitis? What's wrong with feeding human food, what's wrong feeding it to animals? What's wrong? What is this then? Who am I? Is it Shalom and other Shalom's makers? Well, there's no Islam off from Tevel. You're allowed to have an off from Tevel. So why can't they feed an animal? So by the way, you're going to say you have to take Shalom's makers. I'm asking why. Why do you have to take Shalom's makers before feeding the animal? Why?
Is it gazelle you might come to eat some yourself?
No,
while you're
no. No, no, no. That's not the answer we're looking for. Today we're going to talk about it. I'm going to leave it for you to learn on those two tastes in. So there's two tastes in the afternoon there, and then the Hemshech of the Gemara. Work on those two tastes in, and if you finish them, then the Gemara and Amid Beis as well. Okay, we're going to stop here for today, since it's so unclear anyway. And I wish you all a wonderful day. If you need to.
Have a wonderful day.
You come clear, please.
Yeah, thanks to you all. Mr. Barrett.
Good morning.
How's your brother? Any news?
Well,